What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon Resale Channel. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate your time, attention, and ears. It means a lot that you guys are here. I hope to bring you guys a shit ton of value. So let's just jump right into this, okay? I want to talk about what would have happened if I actually expanded into books, right? Because here's the thing. I was actually, like, I had a full-on thought-out plan on what the fuck I was actually going to do, right? And I think that me telling you my plan, now that it's not actually going to be one and executed on, is going to bring you some good insight on how my mind was working at the time, and I think that that's valuable, and I could bring some value to the table by telling you how my mindset was going through that time, because this could potentially be you if you want to take books to that level, and I thought that at one point that I was going to take books to that level. So with that being said, I want to just provide you with the insight that was going through my mind and how I was going to do this and how I was going to build it to 40. My goal with the business at the time was $40,000-$50,000 a month. That was so possible. Now, this is how I was going to do it. And I was going to go with the route, because there's two routes you could take. Remember how I talked about this before? There's two routes you could take. You can either get Gaylords and go by bulk, or you can, you know, hire and outsource and then take it that route. I was going to take it the outsourcing route. And what I was going to do is I was going to have 2 to 3 people that were around my area that I could meet locally, and I had already had 2 of them. Like, I already had planned to meet 2 of them and give them the scanner and show them how it was done. So once I hired them, I had already was going to be making money with them, and they were going to generate revenue, and they were going to bring in X amount, and then from them, after I paid them out, I would make X amount profit. And the next plan of what I was going to do is then I was going to go long term, or really far out and go long term. So what I was going to do is then I was going to find 3 to 5 more book sourcers scattered throughout the country, right? I definitely wanted to have one in California, definitely wanted to have one in Florida, and I definitely wanted to have one in like the Texas area, because those are just nice big cultural areas that I know that are really good to source from, and I see a lot of people sourcing a lot of different stuff from those areas. So I wanted to have 3 there at least, and then I wanted to have 2 in 2 other spots. I wanted to have one like up in the Seattle, Washington area, and then I wanted to have one more in a different place, and I wanted to have books coming in from those 5 people on top of the 2 to 3 people that I had around here, and that was going to create 8 sources. And then on top of that, I don't know what I would have gotten into, but I know with 8 sources bringing in a minimum of 50 books a week, that's 400, that's 1600 a month. And you know that more people are gonna, like, when you have that many, you know how they're gonna be, and especially with the placement of some of those people, where I was gonna choose them, they were gonna be in areas where they were gonna be able to do well over 50. Well, my minimum was 50 books, and they were gonna be able to do well over that. So with that being said, I was setting up a base for me to have a high minimum come in every month, and, you know, keep the inventory flowing, right? Now, obviously, when I would have done that, when I would have gone farther out and built that out, I would have, yes, you would have, I was planning to, and how I was planning on, you know, actually, like, training these people and stuff, is I was going to fly to them for 2 days. I would meet with them for 2 days, and they would, you know, get on-site training by myself, and then what I would do is that I would fly back, and then I would leave them the scanner. We would do all the paperwork and all that stuff, and then that's how the process would start. Yes, that could get very, very, like, you know, expensive when it comes to traveling and etc, but when you're making that much money, it's going to cost money to make money, and I understood that. So I understood that it would be costly, yes, but at the same time, it would be worth it if I flew to somebody, trained them for 2 days, they ended up doing really good, and then that person ends up getting me 1,000 books a week. Now I'm getting 4,000 books a month off that person alone, and that's just one out of the many that I wanted to have. So as you could see, that was the plan. That's what I was going to do, right? And then I was going to have people manage the book sourcers, and then I was going to start outsourcing the other parts of the business. I was going to either I wasn't going to use a prep center, but if I was to give advice on how I would outsource, I would definitely, you know, look at a prep center. But I was going to just, you know, from there, I was just going to outsource each part of the business from then, because that's how it was going to stem. That's how the business was really going to grow, because that's what I feel like, especially when it came to books, what I broke this down, and I was like, okay, what am I going to outsource first and why? That's the big question. The reason why I chose, you know, book sourcing was because it took the most time for me, and I could be putting that time towards something else, whether that's you know, setting up stuff to get all this stuff shipped out, and or listing and packing it, or building, you know, figuring out another way that I'm going to get sources of inventory. That way I can, you know, keep broadening my ways that I get inventory in. So, you know, there's so many things that I could do on that time when I'm out driving around sourcing, spending my time and my money on gas and all that stuff, like, and, you know, just I could be using that for other stuff to build, for other time to build the business. So that's why I chose to outsource book sourcing, okay? That's the why. Now, what you do with that time is all up to you, but I was definitely planning on, you know, going that route first. That's why I went that route, was because of those reasons. And so that's why you need to figure out which one you want to outsource first and why, but I always go with, you know, outsourcing the book sourcing part of it, because it just takes the most time, and you could be utilizing that time to do so much other productive stuff that could be helping the business out in the long term. So I just wanted to give you guys that insight. If you guys want to know more ins and outs on how I was planning on doing this, please leave it in the comments below, and I'll definitely make more videos on it. But I figured I could give you this good insight, because this is, as you could see, if you're going to take this route, this is a one way that you could potentially build this business out. And I don't think, you know, people think about building book businesses out that big, but it's possible. It's 100% doable. It's just a matter of if you're willing to do it or not, and if you want to do it or not, right? So I thought I would just give you guys, share that insight and give it to you, so that way you guys can you know, take with it what you want and what you can from it. You know, maybe you use some of what I said here into your business model and structure, and then you just, you know, make it your own. You know, that's cool. If I can help in any way, that's really why I make these videos. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for watching. I really hope I brought you some value here, and I really hope you guys are having an amazing week. I really hope the start to your week is amazing, and I hope your day is going great. I will see you guys in tomorrow's YouTube video. Peace.